Now, Edward Perronet, like so many hymn writers, was the son of an Anglican vicar. Born in 1726, he became the close friend of John and Charles Wesley. While preaching with John Wesley in Bolton, Lancashire, the meeting got a little out of hand. Now, it's not reported exactly what was said, but they were both attacked by an angry mob. Fortunately, both survived the incident, but Perronet later became a bit of a critic of Wesley's order that Methodists should go back to their own parish, that is, the Anglican Church, for communion. Perronet finished as a pastor of an independent congregation and wrote a number of exceptional hymns like All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, sung for us by the Vineyard Music Group.
Bring forth the royal die. long my imprisoned spirit lay,
fast bound in sin and nature's night.
Thine eye diffused a quickening ray.
I woke. The dungeon flamed with light.
Can it be? Charles Wesley's hymn sung as well by the orchestra and chorus conducted by J. Daniel Smith.
Playing the music of the church throughout the ages, heart and soul.
To Liverpool now and the Cathedral Choir. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, see the King.
Brentwood Singers with Andre Crouch's song Soon and Very Soon We're Going to See the King. And soon and very soon we'll be back with more of Heart and Soul.